18 hammers falling in our lives. There ain't no hammer yet. Ring like mine. Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music from the mothership. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is episode 8 of the mothership's cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Today, we shall turn dirge into a song of protest. Dance, dance of defiance. Our tears shall water roots of resistance. We shall bury dead, slaughter defeat a thousand times. From this darkness, shine a light.
On today's episode, we in fact go back into the roots of funky revolutions to May of 1993 and the first international dub poetry festival held in Toronto, where several staffers from CKUT, including host of Funky Revolutions, Khalid, and then station manager and host of Boom Boom Time, Pat Dillon, attended and were inspired by this gathering of international dub poets. Today's program features some of the foundational voices of dub poet movement from around the world. Interviews with Okuanura, one of the founders of Jamaican dub poetry, as well as Britain-based Jean Binta Breeze and the Trinidadian poet Calypsonian, that is, Rapso poet, Brother Resistance. This event was foundational for Funky Revolutions to the tradition of words, sound, and power that often oriented the first 10 years of the program, and the recognition of the importance of the poetic and preaching styles nascent in the diasporic music traditions, latent in the roots of rap and black arts movements, in the works of such artists as Gil Scott-Heron and The Last Poets.
Me say me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. Room them a rent me apply within. But as me going cockroach, rat and scorpion also come in. One good nose of a run. But me now go to go stomp on high wall like Humpy Dumpy. Me, I face my reality. One little boy come blow him on. And me look on him with scorn. As me realize, say me five boy Pickney was a victim of the trick them called partisan politics. And me ban me belly and me ball. And me ban me belly and me ball. Lord, me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. Me daughter boyfriend name is Sailor. And him pass through the port like a ship. More grand picnic for feed and the whole we need. What a night, what a plight, and we can't get a bite. My life is a stiff fight and me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. Sitting on the corners with my friend, talking about things and time. Me one voice say, who that? Me say, who that? Oh, I say who that when we I say who that? When you take a stock, them liquid down flat. Teeth start fly and big man start crying. Me say me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. Did a day me a pass one yard pon the hill where me take a stop me here. Hey boy. Yes mom. Hey boy. Yes mom. You clean up the dog shit. Yes mom. And me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. There is a mother four, get a work as a domestic. Boss man moving and bopsy kaisy cause she pregnant again. Bopsy kaisy cause she pregnant again and me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. Da yard of the night, me hear fire, 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 fire to plate clad. Who dead, you dead, who dead, me dead, who dead, Ari dead, who dead, 11 dead. Why? Are in street fire the pan me that me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. Lord, me some black boy living in one building, but no rent, no pay, so them can't stay. Lord, the oppressed and the dispossessed can't get no rest. What next? Take a trip from Kingston to Jamaica. Take 12 from a dozen and I see my mama in heaven. Madhouse, madhouse. Me say me can't believe it. Me say me can't believe it. You believe it? How if you believe it and you laugh and you blind your eye to it, but me know you believe it, Lord. Know you believe it.
Words, sound, have power at the basis of dub poetry. Vous êtes bien à l'écoute de CKUT 90,3 MF à Montréal. On s'inspire aujourd'hui de la poésie, du pouvoir du rythme tel qu'on le retrouve dans le dub poetry. On s'inspire ici dans le pouvoir de la poésie. On s'inspire un peu de ces mots prêtés à Che Guevara dans le roman « La vie rêvée d'Ernest Auger » de Jean-Michel Guenacia. Souvent, dans la Sierra Maestra, pendant la guérilla, le soir, je lisais ces poèmes à mes hommes. Pour la plupart, c'était la première fois qu'ils entendaient de la poésie. Ils adoraient ça. C'est cela aussi, la révolution. This is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Thank you.
good afternoon to all of you out there. It's 2:14 Montreal, and this is, of course, CKUT 90.3 FM. Jen's not here right now, and hopefully we can crack, or fix at least, that crack in the woofer. My name is Khalid M. Safar, and I hope you're going to stay with me this afternoon. I had the privilege to cover, along with Pat Dillon, our station manager, the first international Dub Poetry Festival in Toronto this week, which was a truly beautiful and loving and positive and empowering happening. And we're going to cover some talents that I'd never heard before and some that we probably know all together. I hope you stay tuned. We just heard a tune recorded in 1977 by Horace Silver. It is entitled Silver and Percussion, featuring part three of the side two entitled The Great American Indian Uprising, The Mohican and the Great Spirit, which develops the Great Spirit, which is, he says, love and is in all peoples, places, and things, featuring on trumpet and flugelhorn Tom Harrell, Larry Schneider on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver, of course, on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Al Foster on drums, and Omar Clay on American Indian percussions, with some voices by Freddie Harry, Lee Thomas, Fred Gripper, Roy Barnes, Bobby Clay, Peter Oliver Norman, and Chapman Roberts. And I decided to play this tune in a way to continue Ear of the Beholder, wonderful jazz show earlier, and hope you stay tuned to CKUT, and also because the concerns of the history of the Atlantic crossing and Turtle Island and the massacre, depression, oppression, repression, and suppression of the history of the European context in the Americas was at the fore and one of the important thematics brought up by many of the dub poets from around the world that were in attendance at the festival. And we're going to delve into that, a few interviews and some of the music we managed to pick up. But I thought I'd start with the last thing that I wanted to do. I met a woman yesterday, the last person I met of some of the amazing people I met during the festival. She was born in around 1898, 95-year-old Jamaican woman who's been living in Canada for about 25 years, who is completely lucid and very concerned about the world. And I asked her a question, asking her if this was one of the craziest times in the history that she remembered, and she laughed. And I still have yet to figure out if she was laughing at my very real naivete and ignorance as to not understanding what she has seen in her life. But I also believe in part she was agreeing with the state of the world. And although the apocalyptic tone has been raised throughout man's and women's and people's histories, we have really come to perhaps what some people call the 11th hour. But one of the amazing things about the concert was the place that some of the women dub poets took and the place or the concern for women's liberation and the place that women are going to inscribe in history as they renovate, rejuvenate, and rememorize old history and hopefully help us save the future. This is a tune recorded in 1981 off an LP entitled Reflections from a gentleman who is not unconnected to the dub poetry and reggae rhythm, history, and tradition and idiom, although he does base himself more in the rhythm and blues and jazz experience of America, United States. But this is a celebration of a very important woman and women, and hopefully we can affirm that women will come into the future. And, well, we'll get into this. I'll say a little bit further. This is from a gentleman who has mixed the reggae rhythms with jazz, soul, rhythm, reggae, and R&B, soul, and funk. This is Grandma's Hands, those women who have nurtured us and help us to keep on going.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands play the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She said, Scotty, why you run so fast? Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass.
back sometime as well. Grandma's hands, Lord, they really come in handy. She said, Bobby, why you whipping, boy? What you want to whip him for? He didn't throw no apple core, Grandma.
Somebody here asked for a reality poem. This is the age of reality, but somehow we are dealing with mythology. This is the age of science and technology,
But somehow we are check the antiquity. When we can't face reality, where we do, we lego with clarity. Some latch on to vanity, some whole insanity. Some get vision, start preach religion. But them can't make decision when it come to we fight. Them can't make decision when it come to we right. Man, this is the age of reality. But somehow we are dealing with mythology. This is the age of science and technology. But somehow we are check the antiquity. Them when they gone out of line, them not living free with time. For them say them get sign and them blind them. Eye to the light of the world and search within. The dark of them doom and a shout about sin instead of fight the win. Man, this is the age of reality. But somehow we are deal with mythology. This is the age of science and technology. But somehow we are check the antiquity. This is the age of decision. So make we let go religion. This is the age of decision. So make we let go division. This is the age of reality. So make we let go mythology. This is the age of science and technology. So make we hold the clarity. Make we hold the clarity. Make we hold the clarity.
An album released in 1988, Linton Kwesi Johnson live in concert, and Reality Poem. Although Linton wasn't at the concert, he was one of the first gentlemen to introduce me or to sing the rhythms and say the rhythms and the power of dub poetry for myself, and was a great introduction to the art form. And this festival is definitely an expansion both of my personal consciousness and my understanding of what could constitute and will constitute and perhaps has constituted dub poetry. Although I'm in a way less certain of what dub poetry is now that I have listened to and interviewed and heard a variety of dub poetry. This Linton Kwesi Johnson perhaps is one of the leading, besides Muta Baruka, on the popular scene representatives of the dub poetry. He emigrated to England in 1963, joining his mother and from Jamaica, and as a consequence, has been very concerned with the evolution of both the Caribbean and the political situation for black peoples and other peoples around the world, and in England himself. And I will make some connections with some of the other poets who did talk about Linton Kwesi Johnson during the festival and at some of the panels. I'll also hopefully give you a rundown of some of the things that were represented at the festival. Linton Kwesi Johnson is an interesting writer and human being, an intense, principled man. He was born in 1952 and studied sociology eventually in London University. He started writing in the early 70s and released his first album, which we're going to hear a selection off of soon, entitled Dread Beat and Blood, in 1978, which was probably the first widespread distribution of dub poetry on the market and the first LP release of dub poetry. He was to join in 1970, leaving school, the Black Panther movement in London, a new mass organization, of course, that spread from Oakland in the United States in the early 60s under the leadership of Huey P. Newton and others to see the mobilization of young blacks to pursue both the liberation of black peoples and the colonial oppressions of Africa and other places in the world, but also especially in confrontation with the oppression in England, especially in Brixton, where it originated in that part of the world. The movement itself, including Linton Kwesi Johnson, helped to organize poetry workshops and develop his work and others with a group of poets and drummers called Rasta Love. He has released several books of poetry, including The Voices of the Living and the Dead, and a second volume of poems called Dread Beat and Blood in 1975. A film of the same title was released several years ago through the BBC and initially viewed or screened in 1981 in the US, and has contributed to a great deal or some people's understanding of and spreading of the message of dub poetry and the politics and rhythms therein. We're going to hopefully in a moment try to explore what dub poetry can be or maybe is by looking at some of the writings that I managed to pick up at the festival and hearing some of the varieties and some of the beauty that I felt and was moved by at the festival. But we're going to return now to another Linton Kwesi Johnson selection released in 1978 on Virgin Records and on Heartbeat Records here in North America. This is Song of Blood featuring a woman called Lilla Weathers. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3.
I see you. toward the day.
All the way.
All the way.
Unright the night.
Unright the night.
Clutching side.
Clutching side.
Will you please stand? First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Judge 1,000 Years. Some people call me Judge Betamus Scott. I am from Africa, and I come to try all you politicians for selling out black people. In my court, only me talk, because I am vexed. This is the people's court. Now, what you have here today?
Well, Your Honor, we have defendants, Senator Sankey Singh and Senator Change Your Mind. Also, here is Mr. Religious Dave, but I think we shall deal with the senators today. At a later date, we will deal with religious belief.
All right, all right. Politician Sankey Singh and politician change my mind. You are brought here for tricking black people by promising them good living every 5 years. You have been selling all black people to foreigners.
Your Honor,
hush up. I'm not finished yet. What you want to do? Promise me to? I see the rich getting richer and the poor dying.
Your Honor, fundamentally, if I might say something at this point in time.
Cut up! This is the people's court, and I'm not allowing any politic in here. If you disturb me again, I will give you 1,000 years of contempt of court. You are also charged for charging too much taxes because of your mismanagement. Spending money, then taxing the people for it. You keep borrowing money from the IMF and the World Bank in the people's name. Continuing the oppression of black people by the same colonial masters. Why you can't learn? No so-called third world country have been able to break loose from these money hogs. You have black people in a vicious cycle.
If it wasn't for me, black people in this country would still be worshipping the Statue of Liberty. Well, tell me how come you changed your mind now?
Shut up. What you trying to do? Confuse the court. I am giving you both 1,000 years on the first account. From 1938 until now, you have been dividing black people. You're promising the people them right back into slavery. No. The only thing you have been truthful about is your thing about out of many one.
Your Honor, that was taken from my Uncle Sam.
Yes, because it's only one people that clean the street. It's one people that eat out of garbage heap. One people that cut sugar cane. One people in the sun and rain. And one people that tile. And it's one people that see a collect the kyle. And speaking of Uncle Sam, I shall also charge you for giving rise to crack and cocaine in this country by killing off the ganja plant that used to help our foreign exchange deficit. I am giving you 1,000 years for the crimes of Anthony Gurley, Godfather Don, and Mr. Crackstone.
But your Honor,
shut up, you should be hanged. But I shall be lenient and give you both 1,000 years. I have been noticing that in your airports, only outgoing passengers are caught with drugs, but never tourists. Yet we don't grow cocaine here, but it keeps getting more common and common.
But the tourist business is very vital to our national development.
Vital? Vital to who? With your all-exclusive hotels? Tourists will soon think that niggas are next island by itself. You claim that the poor can't take no more, but you're not giving them anything. I see more Benz than Lada, and I hear that a car that costs 20,000 in Miami costs 800,000 a year. What you do with all those extra money at customs? You keep talking about tourist harassment. What you call what them doing with Jamaicans in foreign? Every day they're talking about Jamaican posse.
Your Honor, as you can plainly see, when I was in power, things were going to get right. I had all the white people with money on my side. All the brown people were starting to feel as if they were living in Miami.
But what about black people?
Well, as I was just getting around to them, I lost the elections, Your Honor.
That is no excuse, Your Honor. Before him, black people were getting very self-sufficient. Brown people were starting to acquire homes in Miami.
That is because they were running away, Your Honor.
White people started to say, I and I and Irene.
Your Honor, if it wasn't for him and his black ideology, we would reach much further.
Your Honor, we never have poor people on the mind. That is why we're having so much trouble now.
Your Honor, it's him change, not me.
Your Honor, him have a party of gangs. It's him say so himself.
Shut up. I see no difference between both of you. You both following the same thing that has and is still keeping down black people.
When you're not in power, Your Honor, it is easy to say this and that. But when you have power, it is very different. A different Sankey you have to sing.
I am giving you both another 1,000 years. None of you have the solutions to black people problem. I suggest you read the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Garvey. Study him carefully. Then I might just grant your pardon. And another thing, before on the beginning of the sentence, both of you should visit Arcade and see how poor women run business from nothing. Let the domestic helpers show you how to use $130 to feed a family of six for 1 week. No, take them away.
From Muta Baruka's latest release in 1992, Black We Black, and the tune we just heard is entitled The People's Court, featuring on drum Dazzle Jones, on bass Christopher Meredith, on guitar Earl Smith and Liebert Marison, on keyboard Hendel Tucker, on saxophone Dean Fraser, trombone Nambo, on Chico on trumpet, and backing vocals representing both Edward Siega and Michael Manley, longtime politicians and controllers of the political situation in government, in, or at least figureheads of the government in, of the two main political parties in Jamaica, being charged in the Muta's People's Court for their crimes against the black peoples and the peoples of Jamaica. Black We Black from Muta Baruka, who is definitely one of the headliners of the festival and drew great rave reviews and respect, both for his challenging commentary and his wonderful poetry. He is definitely an uncompromising lyricist whose identity, who identifies and connects the various forms of oppression that have prevailed and continue to prevail within the international system of injustice. He continues to challenge attitudes and perceptions, both to educate us and dismantle the barriers that separate us, from racism to colonial thievery, from the land issues of indigenous peoples throughout the world, to the junk food and junk philosophies that we continue to swallow and that deny us real nourishment, to the exploitation of women and the conditions of apartheid in South Africa. He is very much responsible for various projects. His collaboration on Dub Poet, the LP released on, I believe, Real World, in collaboration with Linton Kwesi Johnson, introducing many of us to the first time to some new voices of dub poetry. He also was responsible for the production of Woman Talk, which was the first album to showcase the dub poetry of women from the Caribbean. And hopefully I can find that somewhere and play that a little later in the show. He celebrates the kings and the queens who have been leaders in the revolution, the nameless people and the people with names in the revolution for justice, and offers also a vision of unity among our differences, and also an opportunity to heal the wounds and strengthen the resolve, our resolve, to continue the struggle for equal rights. The diversity of his concerns is reflected also in the diversity of the festival, in the diversity of the concerns that is essential to, I think, dub poetry, and complements his ability to integrate various musical genres with his lyrics, and bring out the power of the word, the sound, the magic of the word. He was born in 1952 in Jamaica under the name of Alan Hope. He became a Rastafarian in his early teens and began to write poetry in 1968, which he then began to perform in the 70s. He has toured widely all over the world, recorded several albums, and released three collections of his own poetry, entitled The Pond in 1973, On Holy Week in 1976, and Shadow Boxing in 1979. And actually, I got that mixed up. Outcry in 1973, Sun and Moon with 1976, and First Poems 1970-79 and 1980. He is considered one of the reigning leaders of dub poetry and one of the necessary and influential members in its evolution. And I'm going to play a few more selections, I hope, from some of his albums. He's a very pure Rasta, and he is definitely into breaking many of the ganja and other myth and stereotypes of Rastafarianism. He is also concerned with spreading the message of African inheritances of black peoples and other peoples in the Americas, and the condition and the meeting through the European crossing of the peoples, original indigenous peoples of Turtle Island, and the conditions of peoples and ignorances and reality that is covered up by the main international systems of exploitation and oppression, and repression and suppression in the worlds. Mutabaruka also said some very interesting things. He was talking about reggae and the evolution of reggae and the need to understand what reggae is and the need to understand that the danger posed by the corporate recording industry, as many of you well know, its exploitation of the workers and the singers in the industry, the performers and the composers, the artists, and the need to recognize that there are, first of all, he pointed to the fact, for example, that the number one charts beside Bob Marley and Tosh have been reggae songs taken up by white musicians or by African American performers who have taken not the reggae, who've called their music, and the industry has called it reggae music, but has been very much an Americanized version of what was brought forward by peoples like from its early days of ska through rocksteady to the evolutions that people like Bob Marley gave it, and further. He also talked about the need that Bob Marley brought the music and our consciousness to a certain level and the rhythms to a certain level, and the need to not reduce that, but to continue the evolution even higher. And he definitely, and the other members that performed at the festival, were doing that, and the future for dub poetry is very, 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 very bright. I'm going to play an affirmative tune because this happening really moved me. I'm still trying to digest, and it will take me a while to understand the things I felt, the things that I heard, and the things that I'm beginning to feel about through this. And this is definitely something that many people felt who attended any of the events, the panels, the discussions, the live performances during the week. And so I'm just going to be saying some things that I don't even know if I'll hold to today, but I was really, really moved by what I saw and what I heard. And this is from an earlier LP, I believe released in 1983 on Alligator Records. It's one of those tunes that I need to put on, you know, on those depressing mornings when you don't think anything is getting better or changed for better in the world. And it's called We Na Give Up.
Thank you. won't give up. Mother, you can't give up. Me say we can't give up. Mother, you can't give up. People, people, for what it's worth, take your fears from out of the dirt. Start demanding yours on earth and won't give up. Say we can't give up. People, we mustn't give up. People, we can't give up.
I never trouble you today. You see me on the street asleep. I don't have nothing to do. You come throw a dirty word upon me. Then you blame society. I don't have no west to go. But you run me from here, you son. I don't have no clothes to wear. All you took is here, you don't care. I never trouble you yesterday. I never trouble you today. You see me on the street asleep. I don't have nothing to do. You come throw a dirty word upon me. Then you blame society. You think it's easy, don't ya? Nah, I get no help from Jack. Every day you pass and scare. I can't see you living a fear. But I too busy attack with my head. Sometimes I wish I was dead. I'm so afraid that next day I go come. Me happy lay down in the sun and burn. I never trouble you yesterday. I never trouble you today. You see me on the street asleep. I don't have nothing. You come throw a dirty word upon me. Then you blame society. If you're looking at the mirror and never see a head, would you think you was sleeping or dead, you was dead? Suppose you drink water one day and find, say, the water never see. Would you ask society to change the mood or think you said you was passing to a place? Upon me, then you blame society. You may say that this is not true, but I was just like you, trying to make ends meet, looking down on the people and but things are trying so bad. The best of us soon get mad. You threw them on the street like me. Then I want to see who I blame society. I never troubled you yesterday. I never troubled you today. You see me on the street asleep. I don't have nothing to do. You come through a dirty word upon me. Then you blame society. I never trouble you yesterday. I never trouble you today. You see me on the street asleep. I don't have nothing to do. You come through a dirty word upon me. Then you blame society. Come through a dirty word upon me, then you blame society. You come through a dirty word upon me, then you blame society. You come through a dirty word upon me.
It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swanee Peril Popolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swanee Heartstoppers, Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada El-Shazly, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swanneeperilpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
You're tuned to Episode 8 of the Mothership's Cassette Archives, 25 Years of Funky Revolutions. From May of 1993, the first International Dub Poetry Festival. In this second part of the program, we hear the words and music of one of the foundational founders of dub poetry traditions in Jamaica in the 1970s, Oku Onwuah.
I will play a tune from a new album, or an old album, from Oku Onwuah, who is one of the forefathers of dub poetry, I Atel Dubwise, and Otherwise. And then I'll come back and discuss dub poetry as I can understand it.
Bandaland, when I saw it done, I feel alive.